Merry Christmas, everyone. Did Santa come? No. Oh, well. What a disappointment. What I want to know is how many people this year asked for a torch for Christmas? Did anybody ask for a torch this Christmas? Things have changed a lot, haven't they? I was looking through my camping gear the other day, and I've got a lot of really good camping gear from back in the day, and I sort of saw this gas light that sort of hooks onto a long tube that hooks onto the gas bottle and sticks up in the air, and it makes this bright light, and like you, it's just the thing for camping because you're out in a nice, peaceful spot enjoying the night and of the gas light. It just really gives the atmosphere. And then I found I've got a twin mantle pump up petrol lamp. And what an amazing bit of gear that is. Fill it up with petrol, pump it up, pressurized petrol. What could be better? Just love it. And it just this amazing light. But the only problem is every time I shift it, it breaks one or both of the mantles, and they cost about $5 each, and I'm pretty tight, so it really use it as little as I can. But we went electric. I've got a 12-volt fluoro. And like this light was amazing. Like I can plug it into the car battery. It'll run that light for several hours before the car won't start. It's amazing. Somewhere I've probably got a remnant of a mag light. In my younger years, particularly when I was shooting roos and baling hay at night, I used to use torches a lot. And every year was the quest for a better torch. I wanted something that would run longer. I wanted something that would be brighter. And because I'm tight, I wanted it cheaper to run, right? And every year I'd sort of look and look, and if I found one I wanted, it'd be on the Christmas list. I need a better torch. Now, like you say, you sort of start out, you know, the old, young people don't know, but people my age will remember the old either plastic or light aluminium things with either C-size or D-size batteries. But then if you wanted bright light, you'd go to the Dolphin. But of course, you can't afford that. There used to be these things called 6-volt batteries that were square. But then I could found a rechargeable battery that could go in the Dolphin. And like that, it lived for about a year, but using it over and over again, that was cool. And then the mag light come out, and that thing was so solid I could bash something with it and use it as a hammer and it'd keep working. And then a rechargeable mag light. Amazing. Now, I've got all of this old technology. I've got all of this really good stuff that's pretty much been superseded, and it's absolutely useless. But it's way too valuable to throw away. You know what it's worth, don't you? Nothing. But these days, with a lithium battery and a few LED lights, wow, we can really bring light into the darkness, and some of these lights will run for days before the battery goes flat. And think about this. There used to always be a special kind of a person. So you'd be in a crowd at night and the power would go off. And everybody would go, oh, what are we going to do now? And there'd be a special person who had a tiny little light on their key ring, and they'd pull it out and we'd all think, you're amazing. Was anybody ever that special person that had the little miniature light on their key ring? Who's got a torch in their pocket today? I reckon pretty much everybody now has a torch in your pocket with your mobile phone. We just take light for granted, don't we? And that's why none of you ask for a torch for Christmas. So the Christmas reading for today is going to come from the Gospel of John. And in John's Christmas story, there's no angels, there's no shepherds, there's no wise men, there's no sheep, there's no star. There's not even a little baby Jesus. And no glory to God in the highest. The Christmas story in John is about light coming into the world. So let me read that for you now. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 13. In the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who do you think this Word is that we're talking about? This is Jesus. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all may believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So there you go. It's a very different Christmas story, isn't it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we think upon these things today, drench us in your light, that we would know Christ and be born as children of God. Amen. Righto, so Jesus is the light of the world. We know that. The kids told us that. And at Christmas time is when we're celebrating the light coming into the darkness. Today I've got 7 points, but that's okay because they're very short. Firstly, life and light go together. Jesus is not a created being. When he was born at Bethlehem, that wasn't his first appearance. He was there, right there at creation. In fact, God the Son, Jesus, did the creating. Jesus gave life. Verse 4 said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, whenever the Gospel of John talks about life, it's not simply a matter of not being dead. It's much more than that. It's about having a deep, meaningful life. Because we all know a lot of people who breathe, but they're pretty well lifeless, don't we? The thing is, this meaningful life is about having a deep, meaningful life which comes from having relationship with God. See, it's not merely a matter of just being alive and existing. It's about living in communion with God. The life that is light is to be in this relationship. Not just knowing about God and not just believing that God exists, it is to know God and it is to be known by God. It is to have a close, loving, meaningful relationship with God. And that is how life and light go together. Secondly, light shines in darkness and it is not overcome by darkness. Years ago, I saw a cartoon. I think it might have been a Hagar comic. And I have searched for this because I've used this illustration a few times in sermons. I've searched for this comic and I cannot find it. It mustn't be online anywhere, either that or I just don't look in the right place. But the comic had a caption beneath it which said, "It was a very dark night." And it was a picture of a room, and you could see in through the window of the room, and it had a lamp burning inside. And the door was open, and it was pitch dark outside, and the darkness was shining into the house, right? So the darkness was encroaching into the house. And it just looked wrong. It looked ridiculous, because we know that's not what light does. Look over there at the roller door. That's what light does. Light encroaches into the darkness. Light overcomes darkness. Is the shadow from inside here encroaching out into the sunlight? No, it is not. Darkness does not overcome light. And the light of Jesus shines today. This very day, all over the world, I'm going to estimate here and say more than tens of millions, let's say hundreds of millions of people are going to be proclaiming the name of Jesus. The light of Jesus is shining into the world this very day. Now, Satan, he doesn't like that. And Satan is forever trying to extinguish the light. And he does it in all sorts of ways. And we're seeing how people are desperately trying to remove Christ from Christmas. We see that in our own society now. And it's amazing to me how it's only taken about 5 years until just about every business and just about everyone who sends out a greeting now send out a holiday greeting instead of a Christmas greeting. And they think, oh, this is wonderful. We can be inclusive of everyone. Now, by the way, I actually sort of say that's probably not too bad because you know what holiday means. It's a shortened form of holy day. And so I'm quite happy for everybody to wish each other, have a holy day, but let's keep Christ's name in it. Let's have a happy and holy Christmas. And we see the Christmas decorations about the place. I sort of had a bit of a, I didn't drive all over town, but I saw a few lights around houses last night, and there's not too many nativity scenes around about the place. There's plenty of Santas, plenty of reindeers, plenty of sleighs, and plenty of candy canes. What's that about? And then I actually thought about it and thought, oh, I guess they represent the shepherd's crook. So I guess that's sort of a little bit of a taste of Christmas. Doesn't say a lot about Christ, but oh well, that's a start. But of course, when John talked about how the light was not overcome by darkness, he was talking about the resurrection. The little babe in a manger grew to become a man on a cross. And Jesus was buried. But death could not keep him down. The light of life could not be extinguished. And Jesus was raised from the dead. And his light continues to shine today. Thirdly, for light to be effective, it has to be made known. A torch has a concave reflector or a lens to focus the light and to direct it into being a beam. A lighthouse has a prism called a Fresnel lens, and it's to concentrate the light into a narrow beam of light that can travel for miles and be seen from miles away. And then it has a mechanism to make that lens turn, to make that prism turn so that the beam can be seen from all points. But even so, what good is that? What good does a flashing light? Well, how is that useful to a sailor? Well, a sailor then has to have a nautical chart which makes the lighthouse known. See, they all flash in different patterns, different rates, and different. Some of them have two flashes followed by a long pause, and some of them are just flash constantly but at a different pace. And so a sailor out in his ship, he can look and see a flashing light and time between the flashes and look up his chart and go, ah, that's such and such a lighthouse. I know where I am, and I know what that lighthouse is warning me about. The light has to be made known. And John the Baptist came to bear witness about the light. If Jesus, the light of the world, just turned up, so what? Oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, he's got a few interesting teachings. And so the role of John the Baptist was to make the light known. In what way? Number four. John the Baptist came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all may believe. I love the way the Gospel of John isn't an elitist thing. All are called to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. The witness is for all. It's not just for the good people who already go to church. It's not just for the bad people who, oh, they really need to get their lives in order. It's for all of us. For all to believe. By the way, the word believe here in the Greek, it's the same as the word faith. Only in this case, it's not a noun, it's a verb. Do you know the difference between a noun and a verb? A noun is something that is, it's a being type word, and a verb is a doing word. It's something we do. So to be in the light of Jesus, the sort of faith that we're talking about is an active faith. It is an involved faith. We are actually involved in the light of Christ. We don't just have a faith, we live it. We live faith, and we live faithfully. Fifthly, true light gives light to everyone. There is true light and there is deceptive light. When I was a child, travelling at night in our family car, a Holden Kingswood station wagon, dark blue, HQ. My dad that night was a very naughty boy and he was got a speeding ticket. And while the policeman was writing out the speeding ticket, he said to Dad, "What colour's the car?" And Dad thought, "Well, that's, what are you, silly? Just have a look." But then he realised that the policeman wasn't silly at all. In fact, he was far from it because he'd parked underneath a bright yellow light and you couldn't actually tell what colour the car was. It could have been anything. And so if Dad then had a quick dilemma, oh, do I tell him it's a red car? And that way when I get the ticket, then I can dispute the ticket and say, well, I don't own a red Holden HQ station wagon. In fact, see if you can find one of this registration number. I don't know what this ticket's about. It's not me. He could have done that, but my dad, he was too honest for that, and he said dark blue, and yes, it was. Impure light is deceptive light. And there are many deceptive lights when it comes to God and gods. But Jesus is the only pure light. And a lot of people, we sort of like to think, oh, I like God to be like this. And we sort of see it through our own lens, but it colours it and changes what God is. And throughout the years and places, there's many different gods that people worship. But Jesus came as the pure light. If you want to know what God is like, the only way is through Jesus. He is the only pure light. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. But sadly, point number six, not everyone will receive him. Jesus was in the world. He created the world. But the world didn't know him. And he came to his own. He came to Israel, but his own people, the people of Israel, they didn't receive him. What did they do to him? First night didn't even have a place for him to stay. The last day, they crucified him. And Jesus is the light of the world for our generation. How many will receive him? On this Christmas morning, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, how many people are going to take the time to gather together and to worship the Lord Jesus? There wasn't even a room for him in the inn. Is there room for Jesus in our Christmas festivities? But praise God, some did receive him. And praise God that some will receive Jesus today. And some will believe in the name of Jesus this very day, maybe for the very first time. You know, to receive the light is to have life of a whole different kind. And what a difference light makes. verse 12 says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right, not just an empty hope, not just, oh, perhaps, not just, oh, if you can just wrangle things, just to, he gives the right to become children of God, born of the will of God. Wow. This is what Christmas is about. Wow. And what about this grace and mercy of God? Now, this isn't merely a possibility of having some kind of tentative, maybe loose relationship with God. It is the right to become children of God. And how amazing is that? We don't deserve it. I know I didn't. We don't earn it. I know I haven't. And if we were to continue further on into this same chapter of John, we would hear about grace. And in Jesus that we receive grace upon grace. What an amazing picture that is. Grace upon grace. Undeserved gift upon undeserved gift. So what is this telling us? Yes, Christmas is about the birth of a Saviour. Yes, Christmas is about the arrival of the Son of God. But what it's telling us is that the purpose of Christmas is to increase the size of God's family. And not by the birth of Jesus. Jesus was already God's Son. That didn't increase the size of God's family. The light of life came in the world so that those who actively believe in Jesus and receive him, when we do that, we enter the light and his life becomes our life and we are born into the family of God. The purpose of Christmas is so that we who were far off from God can become children of God. So this Christmas, receive the light. Actively believe in Jesus Christ. Proclaim the light. And be delighted. Just take delight in the fact that you are part of the family of God. Be delighted that you are a child of God. The light of the world has come. Merry Christmas to you guys, the children of God. Amen.